Bringing more bang to your daily Java jolt is more about preparation than speed. This is a special edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaking, Series 2, Number 16-0314 for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, the guys who beat the tech in the truck, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. This post was inspired by an article in the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition entitled, and here I quote, Five Mocha Myths Debunked. Wall Street Journal, 03102024, page D8, by Danielle Varghese. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. Five Mocha Myths Debunked. Wall Street Journal, 03102024, page D8, by Danielle Varghese. FYI, the device pictured is only $1,500 US. And here they are. Number one, pour over brewing is too fussy for me to do at home. Number two, your coffee machine cleans itself with hot water. Three, tap water is fine. Don't bother pre-filtering your water. Four, to preserve flavor, coffee must be stored in the freezer. Five, finally, it's impossible to make great espresso at home. This appears to be AI-generated content. It conforms to hack number five of the five hacks of AI creation. And here I quote, any list by chat WTF will contain redundancies and or misinformation. End of quote. In this instance, it's items 1, 2, and 3. A Keurig is a pour-over device, and it has heating elements. It's the same reason you don't use hot tap water. Limescale buildup on both heating elements. Whereas when you heat water in a measuring cup in a microwave, it might be fussy. It certainly delivers on flavor, because no heating elements are involved. Here's a handy tip you need. Draw off your water for coffee before you go to bed and let it sit on the counter overnight. Two things happen. The water comes to ambient temperature and any chlorine taste will be lost. P.S. I usually do this earlier rather than later. At the top of the fussy scale, using a blade grinder at home is fussy. Too much trouble, Herr Mozart. The most important device for storing coffee is an airtight container. The flavor clock goes into overdrive when the beans are roasted. I use two Petri containers I snagged from the markdown section of a local megamart. One is for ground coffee, and in the other, I keep an unopened backup bag. As far as espresso goes, leave that to the professionals. Or better still, find the Good Eats episode and let Alton Brown explain it to you. It sure beats spending $1,500. Last, celebrate Earth Day early. Trash your Keurig, buy a pour-over device for $1.99, and keep those plastic pucks out of your neighborhood landfill. Your compost heap will yield extra nitrogen from the spent grounds and filter, too. Coffee grounds are the only food waste suitable for home composting. Rodents, including rats, don't like coffee.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here ends the lesson.
This has been a special edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaking Special. Series 2, number 16, 03144, identification.